Friends, family, and supporters gathered in the Park City Council chambers at the Marsac building Monday evening to witness the swearing-in of Jack Thomas, the first new mayor after Dana Williams' three terms in office. Judge Shauna Kerr presided over the inauguration, drawing out the brief swearing-in of the new mayor and two city council members with humor and a bit of advice for each. Jack Thomas stood before Judge Kerr.
And what you have to understand, Jack, is from that middle chair there, you're kind of the game show host.
That's appropriate.
Okay. All right. So I want you to know, before the council meetings start and everything, you know, you're the Alex Trebek. And you, so you're going to be queuing it up for the players. Are you ready to accept that position?
I am.
All right. You'll be wonderful. Please raise your hand. I, Jack Thomas. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend. The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the laws of Park City, Utah.
And the laws of Park City, Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of the office of mayor.
And I will discharge the duties of the office of mayor.
With good faith and fidelity.
With good faith and fidelity.
Congratulations.
Two new city council members were sworn in, Cindy Matsumoto for her second term and newcomer Tim Henney. Kerr referred to Henney's position as a sometime commentator at Deer Valley's NASTAR course.
Now, I want you to approach this adventure with the same exuberance that you announce the ski races. If you've ever been at Deer Valley and heard Tim announce the races...
You either love it or you hate it.
Well, and I particularly love it because I look up at the course and I'm listening to his blow-by-blow color commentary, and I see some guy that's kind of in the toilet position and he's doing these turns around the gates. And to listen to him, this guy just finished the World Cup. And he makes everyone feel wonderful and use that same quality of celebrating those little successes and that good spirit, and you'll be excellent on the council. Are you ready?
Cindy Matsumoto stood for her swearing in.
You ready, Cindy?
Yes.
You've had 4 years. You should know better.
Yes.
All right. So can you raise your hand?
I'm almost 40, so
well, then you really should know better. So can you raise your hand and knowingly, intelligently, and voluntarily enter into this oath?
Yes, I can.
All right. Cindy Matsumoto.
I, Cindy Matsumoto.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend...
The now former mayor, Dana Williams, stood quietly in the back of the room and received a standing ovation when the new mayor recognized his service.
I'd really like to start first by acknowledging the 12 years that Mayor Dana Williams has given our community for his heart, his soul, his passion, and his tears. And I want to thank you. You've given us incredible open space and trails, open minds, and an open heart. So thank you for everything that you've done.
Mayor Thomas's words were brief, but he promised the community he would lead with his very best effort and would help make the community whole.
I will do my best to see that the new bits and pieces of the puzzle of our community fit together in a better whole. A whole that is a healthy economy, a whole that has a complete cross-section of people in terms of their ages and their incomes, a whole perspective, not just the short-term, but the mid-term and the long-term ramifications of the decisions that we make and the impacts on the community in the future. And a whole in terms of our inclusiveness for all people, no matter who they are or what they are. I embrace this opportunity and I look forward to it and I'll do my best. Thank you.
Park City Mayor Jack Thomas. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.